York County is so much more than just a stop for gas on I-8. 17 County is filled with unique individuals with unique stories just waiting to be told. Welcome to the 17 County Podcast with your host, Emily Perry.
This is 17 County Podcast. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode. Be sure to like, subscribe, and listen. This helps our podcast grow, and we thank you for your continued support. We would also like to take the time to thank our York County Development Corporation members, AgriProducts, Cornerstone Bank, Nebraska Public Power District, and Central Valley Ag. Without these great members, we wouldn't be able to focus on the growth and development of York County here at the YCDC. So thank you. Let's get to the podcast. All right, so in this unique podcast today, we bring Anthony Hodson on. Anthony is pursuing a degree in sports management with a master's in organizational leadership from York University. He also works at the YCDC as a development support specialist. He talks about what it's like to come to the community from California and share his insights on the county from an outside point of view. So thank you for joining me today.
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
What a pleasure.
So just to kick things off, where are you from?
I'm originally from Fresno, California. And I, just even answering this question, I think it's like I think the place that you're from is the place that made you. And I would be not giving you the full answer if I told you like, so I was born and raised for 4 years in Fresno, California. And then I moved to a little town in Missouri. And I believe those years were very formative for me. So it was like a very small town living, very, very much like York. In that way, a small town, everybody knew everybody, first and last names. And then when I turned about 8 years old, we moved back to Fresno, and then there I was for the rest of the time. And then not until I moved here to York was a change of location for me.
Wow. So you were in Missouri for a little bit.
Yes.
Where in Missouri, if you don't mind me asking?
So I lived in Aurora, Missouri, Casper, Missouri, three different towns. They're very close to each other, very small. Marionville, Missouri, not Maryville, Marionville. Yeah, very small town. South of Springfield.
Okay.
It's about 30 minutes Lincoln distance-ish from York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that. Learn something new every day. Yeah. How did you first hear about York University?
So I was what they consider now to be a COVID senior. So in 2020, I was at the height of my high school career running track and field. Really had a good summer, and I felt like I was going to drop amazing times and get these crazy offers, and that did not happen. COVID happened, it shut down schools. We weren't able to attend school, so therefore no track season. It really hurt, I was bummed. But in that season, I was contacted by a bunch of different schools, and they talked about my times and where they just saw me fitting into their program. And then a coach at York University reached out to me named Coach Nething. He's our throws coach. And he kind of found me on this website, this recruiting website. And the conversation we had was much more than just track and field. Like it was probably the 10% of the conversation. Like he talked about times where he saw me in the program. And then it was much more just talking about me as a man and how he saw me being able to grow being here in York. And he saw me as a leader when I didn't see myself as a leader. And he kind of gave me the opportunity to come in as a freshman and learn by trial, like trial by fire or fire by, whatever they say, but I learned it. On the fly, for sure. Learned how to be a leader on the fly. It was kind of crazy coming in my freshman year and being 18, 19 years old and people that are older than you, and they're looking to you for leadership. And it was just a new place for me to be and definitely gave me the opportunity to grow. And I'm thankful that I did. So yeah. That's how I found about York.
So you were a COVID senior.
Yeah.
What was that transition like going to college after that? Because that's, whew.
Yeah, it is unique. So like for me in high school, I don't know how it worked out for everybody else, but in my time in high school, they kind of just sent everybody away. And if you had bad grades and you needed to recover in some way, then you're able to do that. Fortunately enough, I had set myself up to have good enough grades where COVID really allowed me to just relax and think about life and really stack up money. I worked at a Little Caesars back home, and I was able to work more hours and pick up more hours and gain a supervisor position. Which allowed me to make more money, more hours. And but then coming in and transitioning back to college was kind of like a refocus. Like you had to kind of relearn how to be around people again. And thankfully at York University, we were able to be in class. I could not imagine having to be that first semester all online and on the location where you are. We had to wear masks in class, but I would say it was kind of, for me, it was a breath of fresh air because I really love communicating with people, connecting with people, and to be at a place like York University where there's people from all over the world in this one little tiny place and not being able to talk, that would have hurt me definitely because that's what I was looking forward to most. So yeah, I was super thankful to come back, get in class, and then I would say it was a tough adjustment, but nothing like nobody else had to go through, I'm sure. I'm sure we all went through some way, some form of getting back to what is normal.
Right.
And yeah, I'm super glad I was able to do that at York University for sure.
Yeah, so on top of all the COVID fun stuff that went with that, you were moving to a completely different state.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that transition like? Just completely new environment, new people. That's a lot at once.
Yeah, for sure. So to kind of backtrack, in that conversation with what I had with my coaches, I just really loved the people that they were and how they were talking and the conversations that we were having. And I kind of just committed very blindly. Like I said, you know what? I don't know where you are. I don't know like where this school is, like who you coach for. I just love you guys as people. And I want nothing more than to run for you guys. And then it took about like 10 minutes of telling my mom what I wanted to do and her being like, well, where is this school? And I told her, well, let me do more research. So I had to go look, and it was York, Nebraska, a place I've never been before, ever in my life. And yeah, coming here from a bigger town, I didn't think I lived in the hugest town back in California, but coming here, it was definitely, it puts it into perspective, big town versus small town. And then just that first transition, I'm definitely a person that I think like sees the glass half full. So I'm very opportunistic in that way. So I definitely looked at it as like, how can I use this position or this place to help me and benefit me, or how can I benefit this place for that matter? And coming to York, it was definitely a change and shift. Like to see people stop in their cars and wave at you, that was the biggest thing for me. That was like, whoa, what is happening? Like I remember in my first week here, I probably took a walk down to Dollar General and I was trying to buy like, you know, a couple groceries, whatever it was, snacks. And I was coming back and some man like literally stopped his car to wave at me. And that was very foreign to me. I was like, wait, what is going on? And then now it's like kind of the norm. And I needless to say, I love it. I love being able to connect with people. So like people just stopping in the street, asking me like, hey, what do you do? What do you do here? I haven't seen you here. It was awesome. Awesome for me. So I'm sorry. I don't remember the question.
No, you're fine. This is great. This is great. What, I guess you kind of touched on it already, but what would you say the major stark differences are between here and where you're originally from?
I would say here we don't have a Wingstop, and that's pretty rough.
Fair.
I'm just kidding. Fair. I do love Wingstop. But coming from where I come from and here, the main difference I think is the people. I think being here, everybody is so willing to help. They're gracious enough to help. They're gracious enough to extend a hand to somebody that they see and help. And I don't know, it's like, I can't even explain it. Like the people here, they are just so willing to, one, have a relationship with you, and then to cater to that relationship, whatever that may look like. And I have many examples of the people that I met here that are going to be lifelong friends and lifelong allies, just simply for that reason. And it extends everywhere. Like before I worked here at YCDC, I had no idea the people of like the ownership and the businesses and the companies are just regular people downtown, you know, like I had no idea. I was closed off in this like kind of dome that is York University, and the people there are great enough. And then, yeah, coming here and working here, the community is exactly the same. It's a reflection of that. And I love it here. Absolutely love it here.
Nebraska nice.
Nebraska nice. Exactly. Yeah. Here all the time. And then, yeah, like that, my freshman year, people were saying like, that's just Nebraska nice. And I was like, well, I think it's kind of weird at first. No, I'm just kidding. But it is different. So it is different. And if you don't, I don't know, try to learn or like be, not, I don't know, it grows on you for sure. You know, it's like a cumulative thing. Like my year one to year two progress in just people, night and day.
Really?
Yeah. And I blame Nebraska nice.
Yeah.
Nebraska nice.
It's a good thing.
It is
good
a good
progress.
Thing. It really is. It really is.
So just to break it up a little bit, I'm going to do some hot potato questions.
Oh, yes, please.
Are you ready?
Yes.
They're really, really hard. You're going to have to think really hard for them. I'm just kidding. They're easy.
These are the stretches.
Yeah, right. Coke or Pepsi?
I'm a big soda guy, but I'll go Pepsi.
Okay. Really?
Pepsi. Yeah, my family's a big Pepsi drinker.
Yeah, that's not.
Must be a California thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Guess so.
Nebraska, I see a lot of people drink Diet Coke here.
That is
or
huge.
Coke Zero. Yep. And it's that's huge, different for huge. Me. That's
oh,
like
really?
What? Diet out of everything.
Oh yeah. It's a thing. It's a whole thing. Ocean or mountains?
See, being in Fresno, you get both. So
spoiled.
I'm gonna go mountains.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Nothing beats a good hike, a good camp day.
That's true.
Way more activities to be doing.
Yeah.
The beach, it's overrated.
You think so?
I think so.
I beg to differ,
oh, okay.
But that's okay.
Okay, okay.
I didn't have it every day, though. It's a treat. I get
right.
to see it every once in a while.
That's fair.
Movies or TV?
Oof. I'm going to go TV.
Okay.
My attention span probably plays a part in that. Like,
okay.
I can't just sit down and allot 3 hours to a movie, but a good show, good hour, 45 minutes here, then do some work or something. Can't beat it.
Okay. Well, and I feel like streaming kind of makes that a little bit different,
right,
too.
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely. And we kind of live in that day and age right now where
right.
everything is streamed.
Yeah,
everything
no kidding.
Is, yeah.
No kidding. Summer or winter?
Oof, see, I wish you would ask me like fall or spring.
Okay.
Because being
okay.
from Fresno, like we don't get seasons. Like these are the two that you get. You get summer and winter. Oh, well, can't even really call it winter now, being here in Nebraska for 3 years, whatever it is.
Mm.
But it's hard not to say summer. So summer.
I agree.
Summer.
I hate the snow.
Yeah,
I hate
me
the cold.
Too. I mean, it's beautiful to see. And I can see it like on a postcard or something. It's pretty.
Right. Exactly.
But living in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, too. Like, I'll send my family pictures, and they're like, oh, that looks so nice. Like, that's lovely. But you're not here, so,
yeah.
you know, you don't have to, like, layer up and...
Yeah, drive yeah, in it.
Drive in it. The worst.
Right.
Absolute worst.
Right. Okay, we're going to hop right back into it, and we're going to kind of move on to life here. So, York University, tell me about campus life. What makes York University special?
York University is special, and I don't know, like, it's hard to beat this answer, but it's literally the reason why. It's the people. It's the people
mm-hmm.
that come. It's the people that work there. It's the people that you see in your day-to-day life. Like, last summer, I was fortunate enough to travel to Europe, and our tour guide, he's been everywhere from everywhere, like, literally everywhere. And we asked him what was his favorite place to travel, and he said his favorite place to travel was home. And for me, it's kind of hard to beat home because of the people, you know? And
yeah.
York University definitely makes you feel like that place is your second home. And you're being there, living on campus. Everybody else is involved in a sport or activity on campus, whether that be the arts or sports, whatever that may be. But everybody has their busy lives, and it's just a place where everybody can connect, you know? Like, we have enough stress going on from the classes, from the sports that we play, and then trying to find a social life somewhere in those. We're all dealing with the same things, and to be in a community where we don't hide from those things, you know, like we're able to see each other like stressed out or whatever, and realize that and know a person by their first and last name and be able to see their social cues of being like, okay, I think this person needs a little de-stressor or something, just a little conversation. And I like it's from top down. It's the president, it's the provost,
right.
it's the teachers. It's the students, it's the faculty, like, you can't miss it, and you can't beat it, you really can't. In my freshman year here, like, that was one thing I absolutely did not take for granted, was just being in a place where, literally, like, they make you feel so comfortable, whether that be a teacher extending their house to you for help on homework, or just a simple meal, and believe it or not, that's, like, a world's difference, getting a home-cooked meal, being away from home, like, you can't beat food, come on
yeah,
now, like, good
right.
food is... good food, you can't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, or even just saying like, hey, if you need a place to come do laundry at our house, like you don't need to pay, I don't even know what it is, like $1.75 mm-hmm. or something for every load. Insane But
right.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the people for sure.
Yeah
It's a tough
they care about you.
They care about you.
Yeah.
You feel good. And like literally, like my first day of college was like, I had to go to this freshman seminar class, and I was like, oh my goodness, like I'm gonna be the only one person from here. And my teacher gives an introduction, and she's like, I'm from Fresno, California. And I was like,
ooh.
Stop. Am I being, like, is this a trick or something? What is happening? What is happening? And then we got to connect on that and just being from the same place. And, yeah, I probably was her favorite in the class or whatever. I don't know.
No big deal.
Or whatever. Straight A's, whatever.
Right. Of course. Yeah, no, it's... York University is special.
I mean, special.
I didn't go to school there, unfortunately, but the people there, there's some really great people there, really great students too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you've hinted at it a couple times. You have a very stressful and full schedule during the school year. What all are you involved in?
Okay, so this is the fun one. So, like, year-round, I'm competing, whether that be in cross-country or track and field. I just do the track stuff, no field stuff. Always running, so I'm always running all year. There's really no off-season for a track runner like any other sport. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just, these are the facts here. These are the facts. Okay. So you go 3 weeks early to school to kind of get preseason training in for cross-country, which is high mileage, high volume, and really, I never ran cross country in high school, so when I came here, it was very new to me running for hours for fun. Crazy idea, right? Crazy idea. And then we go into an indoor track season, which is in the winter, and then now we're competing in outdoor. So we're kind of ramming down, and we'll extend past the school year, so we'll be here even a month after everybody else gets to go home and go on summer break. We'll be here competing, representing York University. And then on campus, I'm part of a student athlete leadership team. We meet every single month, just talking about like the real problems within the school, like within each team, and how we could kind of bring everybody together to build a better community. And whether that be like community projects or just simple like lunch and learns, like what we do every month. And then I'm part of York University Ministries, which we kind of like write everybody letters, just encouraging them throughout their semester, telling them to continue and that they have all the resources available to them that they do, and that everybody is caring, that they care what they're doing and you're seen. And I remember receiving my first note from York University Ministries my freshman year, and it was like, oh my goodness, like I never talked to this person, and they told me to continue going, and they see the things that I'm doing, and it just made me feel good. And honestly, I wanted to be a part of that, so I took part of that. And then another thing that fills my schedule is working here down at the YCDC. A great time.
The best.
No, seriously.
Great coworkers.
Great. Except for Emily. No, just kidding.
Depends on the day. Depends on the day.
At Cornerstone Bank, we are committed to providing you the best in banking products and service. With 46 locations throughout Nebraska, we are dedicated to serve you. Cornerstone Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, so now the big question. You're going to step into the role of a marketer, kind of.
Let's do it.
Okay. If someone else was looking at taking that next step and going to college, and they're looking at York University, they're looking at a few other places, how would you pitch the school to them?
I like the question. I think I would break it up into a few parts. And before I would try to sell anybody on York University, I would, one, make sure that travel or going the traditional route of going to a university is something that they want to do. It's something that you definitely have to want to do. And nowadays, there's many more avenues and options for people to be successful in life, like other than college. So I would ask them if it's something that they want to do. And then I would ask to find a place that they feel that they can grow the most, that gives them the resources that they feel comfortable enough that they will grow. And not saying like that's going to be the most comfortable place. Like I moved halfway across the United States to come to college and be here by myself. And so I would say find a place where you think you can grow. And hopefully that means the people there are challenging you or see something in you before that, prior to that, and build the relationships that make you feel comfortable enough. But as far as York University goes, I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. Like the people there, genuinely, like the people there, they make the world's difference. And any kind of struggle that you'll have or you feel like you'll have, they're willing to meet you where you are and not have this expectation of something of you. And they'll pour into you as much as you're willing to pour into whatever it is that you're looking for. And if you're somebody that is of faith, it's somewhere that you can go and you don't have to hide it. It's right there in front of you. And each person, each class has some kind of twist on it where it is from a Christian perspective. And having come to this university, like not being a Christian and like just having met people and relationships and being around it, it's not forced down your throat in any way, shape or form, like any way, shape or form. It's definitely not. And people just meet you with love. And that kind of just, one, for me, like it allowed me to open my life and my heart up, open to God. And that's where I found Christ. And I would say being able to announce that every single day and go to a place like chapel and be around with other young people that are also burning for Christ and sing songs, and it's just a great place. Like you don't have to hide any of that in this day and age, yeah, which is pretty unique, and mm-hmm. I don't take it for granted at all. And then, yeah, I mean, it's hard not to, like, the things that you can do at York. You can take part of so many things and be a part of so many things and feel like you're being really impactful and not just a number of a student body right. or something. And you will be seen and you will be heard and you will be challenged for sure at York University. They'll see something in you before you see it. And I'm a testament of that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned it and I've been to chapel a couple times and it's actually a really neat experience. Can you explain what that is a little bit?
So chapel for us is every day at 10 a.m. And yeah, so my freshman year was wild. Like you had to go every single day. You had mm-hmm. no off days. And then now they moved it to kind of a 60-day requirement or minimum where you have to just meet 60 credits. And the freshmen nowadays, they don't know how blessed they are. Like 60, oh my goodness. But anyway, so it's a place where we go and we sing songs of praise. We open up with songs of praise and then we'll have a prayer and then we'll read some scripture and then somebody will go ahead and give like a devotional, if you will, or maybe just a life talk or somebody will share. Like alumni will come back and speak or they'll give us alumni gifts. It's a place where everybody could come at 10 a.m. and you kind of put a pause on your day and be with people that are all going through the same thing. And you get to look them in the face and say, like, how are you doing? How are you doing? Kind of have a conversation. And it's so nice because it puts everything on pause. My freshman year, I kind of felt like it was a burden in the middle of my day. Mm-hmm. But now it's so nice to just kind of decompress in a space with everybody and be there at 10 o'clock. And no, there's no FOMO going on. Like,
right.
everybody is here in this one place. We're invested in this one moment at the same time. And I don't know, like, it's been beneficial for me for so long without me even knowing it. And now me being super aware of it, being in my senior year, not trying to take any moment for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just from personal experience, even if you're not Christian, when you walk in that door, you feel the welcoming environment. You feel the love. Everybody is turning and saying hi to you.
Right.
And it's a really cool experience, even if you aren't necessarily a religious person. It's something that I would, if you're in the community, you should take the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the one thing I was going to share is that is totally open up to the community at 10 a.m. at the Campbell Center at York University. Please come. Like, please come. We have an amazing campus minister now. His name is Sean Allgaier in his first year. And he has the voice of an angel, an absolute angel. And then he's funny, like Kevin Hart or something. I don't know how he has those two things, but he's extremely talented and a unique individual. If you ever get time to talk with him and allow him to share his story with you, he's a great guy. And exactly what Emily said, whether you're a Christian or not, when you come into those doors, you feel something. And it's hard to leave that place not feeling good or set up for the rest of your day
right.
to be happy.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. So now shifting to the YCBC,
ooh.
How did you hear about us and coming to work here?
See, and this leads right back to the people of York University. So I was involved in a thing called PLI that we host at York University. It's the Presidential Leadership Institute. This great guy named Nathan Meller puts it on at the university, and another sponsor and that plays a huge role into it was Miss Christy Lones. I'm not sure. Do you know Miss Christy Lones?
Of course,
yeah,
yes.
The great Miss Christy Lones. She just saw something in me my freshman year, and she called me to be the leader that I'm growing into today. She saw something in me for a long time, and then the end of my junior year, in the middle of my junior year, she literally just grabbed me in what we call in chapel. She grabbed me in chapel and was like, hey, I see you being in this position. Like, you are the person I thought of when I read this or saw this. I don't know how it came about with her, but she said, I absolutely need you to be in this space. And another blind decision, I said, yeah, I'm all for it. Like, if you see that for me, then absolutely, just please connect me with these people. And then I got to meet the great Lisa Hurley. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to her and just understand it, like, the difference that people are making in this building for this community. And it's a place where you can serve your community. And that's a place where I want to be, you know, is giving back to this community because I feel like they gave so much to me,
mm-hmm.
so much opportunity. And once you meet Lisa, it's hard not to be inspired in economic development. Like you learn the ins and outs and the ups and downs, everything. You learn it mm-hmm. from all perspectives. And it's inspiring to be led by somebody that is that inspired to serve their community. And to witness it every single day, day in and day out, you see it, how much that person cares. And it's hard not to care when you're working under somebody like that.
Yeah.
So, and then you meet people like Deb Heskett, lovely lady, lovely lady with a good heart. And then, of course, you can't be here without Emily Perry. Come on now.
Of course.
The great Emily Perry. And to be involved with all those people and surrounded by those people, all willing to put aside, I mean, like personal things and all come together for one goal. And that is your county and making it the best place to be. And it is the best place to be.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Say with your chest.
100%. Right. So you are, I don't want to say coming to the end of your college journey, because you're not really
kind of, you know what I mean.
What comes next? What's next? I know, question.
It is a big question. So I graduate here this month in a few weeks, actually, the 27th. So that's exciting, super exciting. Didn't know, like, you come into college and you have no idea. Like, I mean, you know you want to graduate. You know it's going to come, what year it's going to come. And then it comes so fast. It's like the blink of an eye. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Welcome to York. Okay, bye, York. But so I'll graduate, and then I'll just go full-time and working on my graduate degree in organizational leadership, which I'm extremely excited to do, to not balance two things at one time. That would be a good time for me. And then I have a fifth year for track and field. So I came in my freshman year in that COVID year, and we kind of got a season back. So luckily, it kind of works out for me to earn my master's and run track and field for that last year. And then I hope to be just more involved at the YCDC as my time opens up and my schedule opens up, and being more involved in the community and however that looks. And right now, I get to be part of a creative arts district with Cherie Folds and Dr. Dehart down at York University, another great person, Dr. Dehart. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's exciting to, I don't know, be where I am, because the opportunities I feel like are endless and they're coming in bunches. And honestly, the best advice that I received was just to continue to say yes. Mm-hmm. Whether you see yourself in those positions or not, or you feel like you can or cannot contribute, say yes. Open those doors and give yourself the opportunity of growth. And I'm super excited for more opportunities of growth.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a good mentor that said the doors are open, you just have to walk through them. So yeah,
absolutely.
So we're going to get wrapping up here. Before we go, do you have any parting words of wisdom for anyone listening to the podcast?
Yeah, I would say, say yes. When you feel like somebody is challenging you in a good direction, and maybe you don't have that confidence in yourself, but somebody else sees it in you, be willing to say yes to these opportunities, because you have no idea what you're capable of or not capable of until you at least try it. And one thing my stepdad always told me, it was usually about nasty food that he would always be eating, but he would say, like, you can't knock it until you try it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's been my whole story coming to York. Like, people saying, like, what are you doing going to some little town in Nebraska? Like, you can't knock it until you try it. And this place is imprinted on me so much, and I'm super thankful for even taking that opportunity, and I'm excited for where it'll take me. So I would say, don't knock it till you try it, say yes, and continue to do great things.
That's all I got. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Lots of fun, and hopefully you'll be with the YCDC for the next 3 years.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
In closing, we would like to once again take the time to thank our members, the people that help us drive change. We would like to thank York State Bank, Henderson State Bank, York General, Mead Lumber Company Incorporated, and York News Times. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. Catch you next time.